Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today says it'll be partly cloudy. Got a chance for some scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. We'll have a high around the mid-80s. Kenosha right now, the temperature 66. 60 in Burlington, Milwaukee 64, 68 in Racine. The operator of a motorcycle laid the bike down rather than strike a dog last night, which had run out in front of him. It happened in the village of Rochester. That motorcycle operator ended up at Frederick Hospital. The Racine County Sheriff's Department says the 60-year-old motorcyclist was in the 400 block of Front Street when the dog suddenly appeared. A news release indicates the man struck his head on the pavement when he put the bike down. The dog was not hit. Its owner was found and given a citation. Red Cross was contacted about offering help to three adults and two pets from a fire last evening in Kenosha. It happened in an apartment at 73rd Street and 60th Avenue. The case remains under investigation. The initial reports indicated there was a rescue of at least one occupant needed from a second-floor balcony. Advocate Aurora Health announcing plans for a $250 million development in Mount Pleasant. WRJN's Janet Hoff says it's going to include a new hospital.
The health system has purchased 96 acres at the northeast corner of I-94 and Highway 20 for the project. Construction is expected to begin later this year, with opening scheduled in 2021. The plans call for a hospital that would offer a full spectrum of emergency and inpatient services and two additional primary care clinics plus a new medical office building. In a statement, Nick Turkle, president and CEO of Advocate Aurora Health, says, quote, "We're looking forward to serving this rapidly growing community by ensuring consumers have access to the right care at the right time in the right setting." Aurora announced in February that it plans to build a $130 million ambulatory surgical center and physician's office building in Pleasant Prairie. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The Mount Pleasant Finance Legal License Committee meeting this morning. It's a short agenda, which includes possible action on more Foxconn-related invoices and possible action on building demolition bid awards for Brown Road North and South based on engineer recommendations. The Mount Pleasant Plan Commission talked about it this week. Nothing more than that, a proposed industrial park development with close to 200,000 square feet of space and five buildings on the south side of Highway 20 near the interstate, known as the St. John property site, for which the site building operation plan was presented. Community Development Director Sam Schultz explaining to Commissioner Joe Meyer that Globe Drive separates the two parcels and that a new road section is going to be a part of this.
We're creating a new road off of Highway 20 that's going to be tied into Globe somewhere east of the interstate, but I'm guessing that's west of International Drive.
It's about halfway, almost exactly halfway between International Drive / County Highway V and the frontage road. It's just farmland now, so it's a bit hard to get unless you look at a wider plat map. But yeah, you have it exactly. It's the extension of Globe East and then that new north-south intersection, the southern portion of that.
Dustin Mikelski with St. John Property said that the timetable depends on coordinating with MLG Development for improvements to what is now just farmland.
So as soon as those improvements get to the point that we have a suitable pad to develop the two lots, we'll start construction. Lot three on that plan is going to be both single-story offices are proposed to be built together. And on lot four, we'll be looking at probably building two of those flex buildings and then phasing the third building when the market would deem another building needed. It's going to be spec, so it's going to be just an empty shell during construction and after construction, and then we will build a suite for tenants as it needed for the tenants to meet zoning code.
The development plan for the St. John property site with five total buildings is said to be about 80-85% complete right now. Public improvements targeted to begin around midsummer. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department releasing a more detailed description of a vehicle that was seen near the scene of a recent sexual assault that happened on the county's bike trail in Pleasant Prairie. It was originally described only as a tan sedan. Well, now investigators say this vehicle is tan or gold, 1998 to a 2005 four-door Chevy Impala, with a round tail light, no tint on any of the windows, and noticeable damage on the front driver's seat. An 18-year-old woman claiming she was walking on the trail Monday evening was approached by a man who sexually assaulted her. She was treated from an area hospital and released. Man accused of leaving 14 cats and two dog crates out in the elements back in April waived his preliminary hearing in Racine Circuit Court. 14 counts of mistreating animals. He pleads not guilty. Caledonia police to a home in the 5500 block of 6 Mile Road investigating an animal neglect case found two crates covered with blankets and a coat. Cats emaciated, discovered in feces, two had died. before the cats could be transported to the Humane Society. All but one of them died, and that animal was humanely euthanized. 57-year-old Robert Esser going to be back in court on July 13th. And going into this Memorial Day weekend, we'll again have temperatures that feel more like summer across Wisconsin. And because of that, animal protection officials reminding pet owners, take precautions with your four-legged friends. Do not leave them in vehicles, not even for a few minutes. They don't dispel heat the way that people do. They can suffer from heat exhaustion, heat stroke, or worse, very quickly. Well, you've likely noticed a lot of people of different ages, but especially students and young adults, they like to play games on their electronic devices. And because of that, Racine Unified started a little program last year to engage students in esports, which has grown substantially all over the country.
This is actually playing video games as an organized competition. So when I say the term esports, it's an umbrella term, much like how we think of sports. So when we think of sports, we think of baseball, basketball, even chess is considered a sport by many people. An example that we typically use and play a lot in this district is called League of Legends. League of Legends is a game that is much like 5-on-5 live-action chess.
James O'Hagan, Director of Digital and Virtual Learning for the district, telling the Board of Education that the 5-on-5 live-action chess example is today's variation on gaming efforts of the past. Says beyond just playing games, esports offers students more opportunities, a chance to redefine the athletic culture.
This expands opportunities for our students who may not normally identify themselves as athletes. This is giving them a different opportunity to have a competitive choice within the school district. This also allows us to diversify our opportunities for all of our students in school participation. Students can have a variety of roles in esports beyond just being a gamer. In fact, Georgia State University recently said that a lot of their people who are involved with their esports program at their university level, most of them don't see themselves as gamers.
O'Hagan saying that esports creates a team concept can also draw participants more into society. He said more than 70 colleges and universities offer scholarships for esports, and he's proposing expansion of it in the Racine Unified District to all the high schools. Interim Superintendent Eric Gallion says they're seeking to replace grant money with a funding mechanism related to extracurricular activities in the budget process. State Representative Greta Neubauer is going to be holding a listening session from 4 until 6 o'clock this afternoon inside the Chavez Community Center at Douglas Park. Constituents, others, welcome to attend, offer comments, make inquiry about any issues of concern. The gathering in the multi-purpose room of the Chavez Center. Take note that Representative Neubauer will also be part of a June 3rd rally of the Racine chapter of Moms Demand Action for Common Sense Gun Laws. That is scheduled for 3 o'clock that Sunday afternoon across from Monument Square and the Sam Johnson Parkway on Main Street. Coming up this afternoon at 3 o'clock on the 10th floor lobby of the Racine County Courthouse is going to be the annual banding of the Peregrine Falcon Chicks from the nesting box on the roof of the historic building and open to the public process led by Racine native Greg Septon with the Peregrine Falcon Recovery Program. Missing this year, though, will be a front row seat appearance of Gene Johnson, who, of course, passed away not long ago. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave taking note of it this week at the start of his State of the County address.
Traditionally, as the baby falcons are banded, they are given the name of someone who has died the previous year. Last May, we broke this tradition and named one of the baby falcons Gene after their front row fan. Imogene was able to watch as the baby falcon was banded with her name forever. Sadly, Imogene passed away in March and she won't see this year's banding. I encourage you all to attend this fascinating event and, like me, gain comfort that a sister peregrine falcon named Jean is flying high somewhere. A fitting tribute to this extraordinary woman we were so blessed to have in our community.
Delagrave delivering that speech symbolically from the Jean and Sam Johnson Pavilion at the Riverbend Nature Center. Greg Septon, by the way, earlier this week, banding peregrine chicks from the nesting box atop the now inactive Pleasant Prairie power plant. The birds there to get a new home later in the year atop a silo for a flower production company. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section of it. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.